The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, there have been reports of ambulance sat-navs sending their crews to the wrong addresses. This means they are delayed reaching emergency calls, and sometimes location information disappears or new housing developments are not included on the map. Joining me now to discuss this is Lifeline Ambulance Service owner David Hall. David, explain to me what is going on here, because all of us are very familiar with things like Google Maps, for example, and they are imperfect. They don't always go right, but they're as good as it gets to some extent for people travelling to places they don't know. So what's happening here?
I know it was accidental that Fawlty Towers was played as an intro, but it is quite interesting to have Fawlty Towers played ahead of this segment, where you have response times throughout the country in a very, very bad position, and every quarter response times are reported as being bad. If recently the National Ambulance Service added sat-navs, which you would imagine would be a standard feature to try and find your way to an emergency, and now we have a system whereby the technology within that seems to be flawed, or indeed they seem to be having challenges and issues with them. And exactly as you've just laid out, Ciara, the screens are going blank. There's a whole variety of stuff being reported by the staff in respect of them not working, not doing things properly, and not being updated with the most current states.
Okay, so I think what you're saying is that there's an actual ambulance sat-nav system, as opposed to what the rest of us do, which is, you know, connect our phones to our cars or that kind of thing. This is some... is this a HSE system that's being used?
It's a combination of both. And again, for historically, staff would have always used their own phones and stuff to help. And again, like you mentioned, the sat-nav systems are not perfect, but be they in your car, or be they Google Maps, or be they any other TomTom or any other device.
Yeah, Garmin. I mean, there are other ones. Yeah, Google Maps is probably the one people are most familiar with because it is on their phones. But you're saying that has the HSE in this case reinvented the wheel and developed a system of their own?
It's a combination of both. And I think, again, it's not having it updated and not having the standard operating procedure for all of their staff to be able to utilise a system that is synchronised, that is updated, and when new housing develops and new housing estates, and indeed new centres, be they IPAS centres or anything else, that they get redesignated as to what they are within the system, that has slowed response time down even further. And in other areas of the world, be that HICWA with the hospitals, be that the central bank with the banks, we don't have proper regulation of the ambulance service. So anybody independently having a look at this, and it's not about trying to blame somebody. Mistakes and mess ups happen all the time. Technology fails and flawed. The decisions behind the technology and what's being done to correct them is what needs to be examined. And having a independent regulator, which we failed to have, the department still don't have an independent regulator that can fully investigate such complaints, such issues, be they coming from staff or patients. But ultimately, these aren't filing cabinets. These are patients. These are emergency vehicles responding to somebody in circumstances who needs help, and they need every help they can get to get there. They're already understaffed, underpaid, and treated with indignity as a staffing perspective. To now have a system that is flawed and not have a proper system that allows the ambulance get there as quickly as possible is crazy.
Okay. And just to sort of further dig into this, were ambulance drivers, were ambulance or paramedics, were they looking for a sat-nav system to be placed in? Was this something that people were clamouring for? I'm sure if the HSE has developed one, that there's some expense involved in this, albeit it may not be working exactly as was envisaged.
Yeah, and this is the challenge. Like, there's no transparency here, and most, like, the HSE and the National Ambulance Service is a public service. It is funded from the state. It is managed and run by the HSE. And again, we don't have the transparency on it. And I made inquiries prior to coming on today to try and find out what is the status, what is the situation. And I'm sure your own researcher did the same. And it is very, very challenging to find out information. And that is the challenge when you don't have a central regulator like the Competition Authority or the Central Bank or indeed HICWA. You don't have an entity that can have a look at this and oversee this when it impacts on patient safety. And this is impacting on patient safety. That's the most important and critical point to this.
And on that note, should it be the case then, if this system is not working or is not being updated as frequently as it should, with changes of function for buildings, etc., or new roads, or whatever the various issues are, would common sense not dictate then that using something like Google Maps or a Garmin or you know, the other forms of sat navs that would be widely available and I suppose as good as it gets, would common sense not dictate we should just be using those instead?
Yeah, common sense is not all that common on occasions. And again, those are the logical questions you've asked here that many would ask. And again, it's having that intervention, having that management intervention. This is not a staff issue, just to be clear on this. This is not a staffing issue. Staff have for decades ducked and dived around systems to give best outcomes for patients. This is a management issue and management decisions have been made. There is no independent regulatory authority that can question those decisions. And I exactly asked that question you just asked. What is your plan B? What's your backup in circumstances where the primary technology that you've chosen, be it by public procurement or chosen voluntarily or just made up, which is your backup plan? What is your backup plan to ensure that the resources that are needed to patients get there as quickly as they can? The response times are absolutely horrific as they stand. Resourcing of the ambulance service is a disaster. And now to have this added on to it with no oversight to ensure this is corrected as quickly as humanly possible is why independent regulation is needed of the ambulance service. And it is bizarre. You've said before you needed a license for a television, you need a license for a dog. You do not need a license to run, manage your own an ambulance.
All right. Well, we will be asking the ambulance service about this and looking for a statement from them on what is actually happening with their sat-nav services. But thank you very much for joining us there. That is David Hall, owner of Lifeline Ambulance Services.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.